We come to the time when we lift up our joys and concerns. And one, as always, the bulletin is available online if you're looking for the words to our service. And also, I encourage you to check in on Facebook and let us know that you're here and be able to see what other church families and friends are worshiping with us this morning. This morning we give thanks for our worship flowers that are in honor of Sue Scher's 76th birthday that was on March 28th. And so Sue Scher, happy birthday, and thank you for all of the great work that you do for the Lord and for the church. We also have a food basket this morning that is from the Manthe family in honor of Petty's mom, Julia Shintawati, as we give thanks that her birthday would have been on April 2nd. And so we give thanks for the life of Mama Julia and wish her a happy birthday in heaven. A few prayer requests that came in this week. One, Donna Ward would like to continue to lift up her sons, Doug and Bob Ward, as Doug goes through his diagnosis with stomach cancer and as Bob continues to struggle in getting enough nutrition and hydration on a daily basis to be able to keep his energy and strength up. And so for Doug and Bob Ward, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Our second one is from the Carambas family as we lift up prayers for Manny Carambas, who was supposed to be home from the Philippines by now, but because of the travel restrictions is indefinitely in the Philippines, fortunately in a more rural area, and so safe from the coronavirus. But we pray as Manny waits to be able to get back home and his family that misses him so much. And so, Manny, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Next, from Victor Uy, we have a prayer for his brother Carlito Romanos Uy, who has been diagnosed with the coronavirus back in New York. He was hospitalized with breathing problems, but is home now. And so we send our prayers for healing and recovery and to keep his family and those around him safe from catching it. And so for Carlito, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. And finally, for the Perez family, for Larry Perez, who is a faithful member of our 8 o'clock service, we lift prayers for his family this week in the passing of his mom, Alice Perez. And so we give thanks that she's no longer struggling or in pain, and give thanks for her life, but lift up prayers of comfort and peace for her family. And so for Alice Perez and the Perez family, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. We also had a prayer request that came in from the Donahues, who were, the Donahues who are mourning the loss of their cat, Snoopy, who was with them for 14 years. And so as we love our pets and they are significant members of our families, we give thanks for the joy that Snoopy brought to the Donahues and ask for comfort for them in this time. And so for the Donahue family, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. And with that, I invite us to go to God in prayer this morning. Will you pray with me? O Lord our God, we bring you the needs of our world that is broken by division and suspicion, by hatred and war. We bring you the needs of our land, the hungry and the homeless, the wounded and despairing. We bring you the needs of ourselves and our loved ones, seeking your peace and healing, your wisdom and protection. We bring you our anxieties and fears, seeking your protection and hope in these trying times. We bring you the care of our frontline workers, seeking your shield around them. Bring us through this darkened time and lead us into the light of Easter morning. Hear us, O God, and come to us in compassion and love. Rescue and restore us, and make us a people in whom your gentle reign is seen. As we lift your prayer together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.